Hello, and welcome to another segment of Open House here at Community Media with Raymond Galker is your host here, and we're moving into one of my favorite seasons is Christmas, but I think, you know, anytime you can get a good meal is...
Oh, I'm food motivated,
yeah,
so yeah.
And here I am, I'm talking with Jessica Dean. Jessica, you're with Celebrate Gettysburg.
Yep, correct.
And you are the owner?
Yes, yep, my husband and I own the publication.
Yep. Well, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, so my husband Troy and myself started the publication almost 20 years ago. Now, it's hard to believe. I always say that Celebrate Gettysburg was my baby before I had babies. So we've been growing ever since that first issue in 2007. We are, I guess you could consider us a regional publication. Don't let the name fool you. Even though we are Celebrate Gettysburg, we try to cover as much as we can in Adams County, and even tiptoe into York County with Hanover a bit too. So yeah, so we produce the publication six times a year, so every other month, and we have amazing staff. My writers and photographers are everything. They're award-winning. They put their heart and soul into this publication, and it's what makes it so special, for sure.
And thanks for being here, Jessica.
Yes, of course. I'm happy to be here. I'm so happy to be here.
This is so exciting for us here at Community Media because, you know, our mission or our tagline, per se, is to celebrate who we are and what we do as a community.
Yeah.
But it seems like Celebrate Gettysburg, you're like our sister organization,
right?
Because you're about identifying the best in Adams County,
and
showcasing it just like we are.
Yes, exactly.
Isn't it fun?
Yes, it is. Well, and there's so much good in the community. We were talking about the giving spree. I mean, look at the total number that came and how many nonprofits were involved in that. I don't even know what that, it was over 100 nonprofits, over the $3 million mark. Like, there are so many great things in the community that don't get enough publicity, or maybe they get a little bit, but we feel like we can be a platform to help expand and help those organizations and those businesses grow. So,
a great community, Adams, yep. York area, great community, great people.
Yes.
You talk about the giving spree. You know, the Adams County Community Foundation is a cornerstone.
Yes.
To the health and wealth of our community.
Most definitely.
They help us be safe. They advocate for the people who advocate.
Yes.
For a safer, more vibrant, and thriving community. And what they do for our community, I don't think people realize.
Right, the scope and how much that it impacts those nonprofits. It's amazing.
Not only helping them find people to give them funding, but, you know, they'll connect them with volunteers.
You learn. You know, I looked through the guidebook myself, and I was like, oh, what's this? And there's a number of people that or organizations that I highlighted that I want to include in the publication. And I've lived in Adams County my whole life, and there's still things that I find out that I'm like, oh, I didn't know that was, we have that? That's really neat. So,
yeah. And when you look at who gives, there are some major people who give that makes a big difference.
Yeah.
But, you know, you'll have anybody give $5, $10, $100, And, you know, the fact that we have people willing to give in this community tells you a lot about
it. Does
the individuals.
Yes, it does.
So I could go on and talk about Ralph Serpy, who is an amazing individual.
Yeah.
And the Community Foundation.
Yeah.
But I sit here in awe of you, Jessica. Oh,
well, thank you.
You know, you and your organization and what all you do. So you have a magazine that goes out, and you expanded that. You have Celebrate Gettysburg.
We have Celebrate Gettysburg, yep.
And you have Celebrate Hanover.
Yes,
you know,
correct.
And, you know, and in this magazine that comes out
bi-monthly. Yep, you got it.
You celebrate businesses.
Yep.
You celebrate nonprofit organizations and individuals.
Yes.
That are making a difference in our community.
Yes. Yes.
Isn't it?
It's fun because there is never a shortage of stories, of sources. We're so fortunate to have, of course, all the history and everything that goes along with that. We have a college in our community where there's so many great things happening there, both from professors and students. And, you know, then you throw the World War II history in. And then, to top it all off, we have a community that celebrates the arts and culture. And it's just, I don't know, I feel like it's unheard of in a small town. So I feel very lucky, yeah.
And well, when you look at the nonprofit organizations and you get to meet those people who run it, like Megan Cherie, for example.
Yes.
Quality.
Yes, just good
quality
people.
Individuals. Mm-hmm. Very strategic.
Yes.
Very intentional. And very community-minded.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yep.
So you started this with your husband, Troy.
Yep.
And Troy, he deals with publications also, though.
So, yep. So he is, technically his title is Vice President of Creative. So he runs the creative team at Graphcom. And they do everything. So to back up a little bit, Troy and I grew up in Adams County. Troy went to school with the owner of Graphcom, Greg, his daughter, Sarah. So went to school together. He knew Greg. We knew of Graphcom because we were graphic designers. And it's like, oh, this is really cool. We have this, at the time, printer in our community. Like, how many people can say that? So 20 years ago, 10 years ago, about 10 years ago, we started partnering with Graphcom and helped to expand their marketing services. So the publication has always been printed by Graphcom because I wanted something local. I wanted, we knew the people there. It was very important for us to keep as much of the work that goes into Celebrate Gettysburg here locally. So we print with Graphcom, and then they do so many amazing things. Another great organization mm-hmm. that's doing a lot that I don't think people realize the scope of everything that they do. So, yep.
Troy's a Gettysburg graduate?
He's a Gettysburg graduate.
And you graduated from?
Fairfield graduate.
Fairfield.
Yep, same year.
Beautiful country up there.
Yeah, it is.
Oh,
it
my.
Is. Yes.
That's another nice thing about Adams County. You know, you go, 10 miles, 5 miles or such? And the landscape changes.
Yes,
and it's all beautiful.
Yeah, definitely.
All beautiful.
Yep. So yeah, we both grew up here. The Gettysburg and the Fairfield rivalry, there was a little bit there, you know, of course.
That
but
made
it was
it
a
fun.
Healthy it was a healthy rivalry.
Yeah.
So I feel like then Gettysburg welcomed me in with open arms. You know, of course, when I started this and really started to get involved with the community as the little old Fairfield girl. So
how'd you come up with this idea?
Yeah, okay. So I always loved Martha Stewart, big Martha Stewart fan from, gosh, even when I was a kid. When I got out of art school, I had some jobs. I did some things down the road in Rockville, and I ended up getting a job at a magazine in Maryland. And I got to see the inner workings and how, you know, how a publication got put together. I became the art director of it. And then I started to think, Gettysburg needs something like this. It needs something that, yes, for the tourists, because we can't deny the impact that they make and you know, what they want, but also for the residents. And I felt like I could do something that could kind of bridge the gap and focus on both of those areas. So I actually met with Robin and Casey out at Economic Development.
Robin Fitzpatrick.
Patrick, yep.
Another wonderful individual.
Yep. And at Troy went to high school with Casey. So we met with them to say, hey, you know, we're 20 some years old. We don't have any savings. We don't have anything to fund this. So, but we have this dream. How do we make this happen? They put us in touch with Community First Fund. At that time, it was smaller, out of York. I met with a rep there, did a business plan, and essentially they believed in me, too, that they gave me, I think the initial amount was $10,000, and that's what I felt like I needed to start at least that first issue, maybe a second issue, and then was able to repay it back quickly, and then each issue funded itself, and here we are. So,
another great resource.
Yeah.
Is Robin Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
And the Adams County Economic
Yes.
Development. And,
they're,
you know, you're just one example of, the,
many.
Of many that, hey, I have an idea.
Yeah,
but we
couldn't
know.
Have done it. We couldn't have done that without a resource like that. We were too young. You know, we didn't have enough. Certainly we had no savings, but we didn't have the resources to be able to do this. And that made that possible.
Yeah.
Which is really cool.
But you have a history that goes back in your family too.
Mm-hmm.
This area. Can
yeah.
you explain what that is?
Yes. So I'm learning more and more actually in a story, it was a story we did, I think, two years ago, may have been 3 years ago. We did a genealogy story. And I knew my family is from this area, both my mom's side, my dad's side. And I knew it went back a ways, primarily in the Fairfield area, but in Adams County. So I'm like, I'm going to check out Ancestry. Let's just see, you know, let's see what I can find on here. Well, I signed up for the free version just to be able to navigate a little bit. Ended up finding out, of course, my family on both sides goes back 1700s in Adams County. It is my fifth great-grandfather was Frederick Herr, so Herr Tavern and
yep.
Herr Ridge.
Okay.
So that's my fifth great-grandfather. Lots of family members fought in the Civil War, primarily for Pennsylvania. So I've been finding more and more out, and it's just, I don't know, it's really...
Do you like it?
It's neat. I'm a little addicted to it because it's like, okay, how much more can I find out? And what about this person and this person? And I'm finding that also some of my family members, who I didn't know were family members at the time, but I've done stories on them in the publication, not knowing. Yeah. So
cool.
It's pretty neat. Yeah, it's pretty neat how our, just where our roots are and how we go back. So
I can understand your heart, and you have a very generous heart, and you live by your heart, and this publication feeds that heart of yours. You love meeting people.
Yeah.
You love sharing the goodness of those individuals. Yeah. And as a result, you have people in our county understanding the good rather than the ugly.
Yes.
You know, and thanks, Jessica, for doing that.
Oh, yeah.
Because your influence in this community is much greater than what you realize.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I feel like it's, you know, I tell my kids, it's not hard to be kind and to do something for someone else. So, you know, whether, and some days that may just be opening a door for someone. Other days it may be, you know, doing what I do and finding a great nonprofit that we can spotlight and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like you navigate through life and you do what you can. And that's what I feel like both Troy and myself, you know, we want to give back. We want to celebrate everything that is good, so.
And for you and Troy, it's much easier to be kind than it is to be, oh, you wouldn't know what's the other side of that. You just wouldn't.
I don't know. Ask my kids. Yeah, they are probably Ma.
That's called hard love there. I mean,
is. We've had that conversation a lot lately. Yeah. I'm
How
not
going to
be your
they?
Friend all the time. So Nora is 11, almost 12, and then Emmett just turned 8.
Okay.
So, and they are downstairs in the library right now.
They're
so
being
they
very
love
patient.
The library. Yeah. So, yes.
Yeah, and that's hard because at a certain age, children got to learn how to be adults.
Yeah.
Some of that means that they have to push away and,
Yes.
But, you know, when you look at giving back, Celebrate Gettysburg has helped various organizations in free design, advertising, and marketing support.
Yep. So we have a number, every year I try to look at, okay, what are some organizations, some nonprofits that are both arts related, human services, and kind of, you know, essentially to get a variety of causes that we can support. And then I figure, okay, well, what I can do, we can try to donate time and things like that. But I have a platform that I can let them, for example, the United Way is in our next issue, the purse auction, which is a fabulous event, so neat. I went there for the first time last year. Can't believe that was my first time. I was blown away at the scope of what they do at that event. It's just, it's amazing. But there's lots of things like that where it's not about their budget. I want them to get in the publication because I feel like people need to know about this. Mm-hmm. The Adams County Children's Advocacy Center, that's another one that is near and dear. Troy and I have been doing design services for them. Gosh, 20 years ago, we were doing things for them just because it's such a great organization. One I wish we didn't have, but we want to support. So,
and we're lucky to have.
And we are, we are so lucky to have these organizations. Yeah.
And Mrs. Murray, who runs the Adams County Children's Youth Advocacy Center, is that correct?
Elida. Yep.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Elida.
Yep, Elida. And then she's got a great board there. That they're doing so much. And I'm excited for their new center to open up. Mm-hmm. The Brighter Tomorrows building there on Baltimore Street. It's a beautiful building that they're just going to be able to expand their services and reach so many more children and families. So it's amazing.
Elida.
Yep.
You know, our heart goes out to her.
Yes.
She was a guest host for us for a while.
Yes. Yep.
And does
yes.
a podcast here.
Yes. And they just started that. Yep.
And we worked with SCAP, Manish Unitas, and Adams Rescue Mission.
Yeah.
And during the time that we were doing a shared message campaign,
yeah,
we learned the importance of what makes a good community.
Yeah.
And it's being connected.
Yes.
But the thing that really came out was the importance of the youth.
Yeah. Oh, so, yes. Youth, one of my goals, well, it was 2 years ago. 2 years ago is that I've always wanted to be a mentor. I love going into the high school, for example, and I'll do their mock interviews and help them with things. I love to do whatever I can, again, because I'm not going to cure cancer. I'm not a brain surgeon, but I can use my talents to maybe inspire others. So my goal was to be a mentor, and I found out about Project Hope through Children and Youth Services in the county. So I am a Project Hope mentor there too. So I have two youth that I mentor that I see on almost a weekly basis, phone calls, that sort of thing. So yes, being able to affect and help someone at a young age, I mean, studies show that it's science, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We can impact them and help them overcome things, become better people. So that's huge to me.
They can't do it on their own.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, they can. And that's what I learned.
That's what adults are for.
Exactly.
Is
exactly.
To take the youth and help them find their full potential.
Yeah. Yep. And these kids, and I have to say, and these kids, every year they have a banquet. This is a project I'd like to do at some point. It's just, you know, trying to find the time to fit all of this in. At their banquet, these kids can do, and I should say youth, because it's anywhere from, I think, 15 to like 20 years old. They do a kind of like a, they call it a talent show at the banquet every year. A lot of the kids end up doing art. And these youth are so talented, can speak about their artwork like the best art, you know, like a museum quality artist can talk about their artwork. These kids go up there in front of this banquet room full of people and talk about it. And it's just, it's so inspiring to see, you know, where these kids, you know, where they came from, what they're doing, how they're overcoming things. And it's just, I have to wear waterproof mascara to that because I just cry the whole time because it's just, it's very wonderful to see them. Yes.
Project Hope.
Yes.
So what is that?
So that is the, it's the arm of the Adams County Children and Youth Services. That's their way of getting mentors to work with mentees. And we do some structured events where we do things as a group. Like we went tubing in Harper's Ferry with our youth, you know, different things. But then we meet one-on-one with the kids in our own free time. Just to be a friend, to be a caring adult.
So, be an advocate.
Yeah, yes. And we do a lot of that too, yes.
Ruth Harvest?
Mm-hmm. Whenever I have some free holes in the publication, you know, I'm laying out the publication and it's like a puzzle. If I see I have a space that like, oh, that's not filled, who can I put in there this time? They're always like my little backup, like, okay, I'm going to put Ruth's Harvest in. Because again, what they do through the school system and getting meals out there to kids, like, it's just...
And there's so many people that need that.
Yes, I've learned that staggering fact about how many children utilize those services. And it's crazy. But great, again, that we have these organizations.
So we can go on. I mean, talking about youth and community, you support the community theater.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Another one dear to my heart because we live, you know, we're just up the street from them. The kids love going and seeing shows and participating in classes. So that's one that also, okay, from the arts perspective, you know, that, of course, the Adams County Arts Council, we love them.
The Choral Society.
Yep.
The Historic Society.
Yep.
The Farmers Market Association. United Way.
Yeah.
And the one that I really like that you mm-hmm. is the And More.
Yes.
And More.
And More.
And More.
It's always growing. The list is always growing.
Constantly, the ability to put the individuals' faces and stories for those nonprofits in this magazine is priceless for those individuals. So you live. Mm-hmm. You live community, Jessica.
I try to. I try to. Yeah.
So we just happen to have your website up.
Yeah.
You know? I'm excited about Celebrate Gettysburg. There's so many people to showcase. And usually you have stories, current stories that you put up top?
So what I'd like to do is every time I have a new issue, I'll put the two or three, what we call features, so they're the larger stories in the publication. So I make sure that they are front and center, and they are there. And then I'll pick some of our, what's called departments, so things like the reoccurring segments, which are like on the menu. So we have President's Coffee at the corner there. This one, I always have to tout Jane Malone. Oh, she does a fantastic job. She is one of our community contributors, and she was a, let me see if I'm going to get this right, a licensed town guide, has a wealth of information, was a teacher, but she writes our Civil War journal for us, which is just, I've learned so much through her, and just the way she puts the spin on the story and the type of stories she focuses on. So I try to always get her column above the fold, as they say, when I can. But yeah, so it's going to be the latest issue. The latest stories are going to be here, and then I update them with each issue.
And that's why President's Coffee is here.
President's Coffee is
there. I'll mention, one of my favorite places to go.
Yes. And President's Coffee is going to be, I think we are filming it, I think this week, actually. They are our
10 minutes
with. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, they are our segment.
And that's right below this one.
Yep. So we will dive a little deeper into, you know, why they started the shop there, what their goals are, which they've got lots of interesting things with events that they want to do, expansion with the space. So we get to talk to them, and Karen Hendricks, who's been with me for a very, very long time, not only a writer, but then she helps me with social media as well as with the 10 Minutes With. And she's an award-winning journalist, has won state awards, national awards for her writing. But she does this, and it's always just, I learn so much. Mm-hmm. So it's a neat little, you know, how can we discuss more? How can we have people in their own words talk about the story, or their organization, their business, whatever.
This is very nice, very nice. And then down below here?
Down below, some of our stories from maybe previous issues. We also keep them on the site, and they're always on the site, but we like to call them out a little bit on the homepage there, just to get some more traction for them.
Just remind. And then you have the ability to put a bulletin board or calendar.
Yes. Yep. So this is free to submit to. So we get, we will get local organizations, the Adams County Historical Society. They use our calendar a lot because they have so many great events. Mm-hmm. But it's free to submit. So I urge, whether you're, a tiny organization or even, a large one, a business that maybe you have a fun event, ribbon cutting, some sort of artist reception. It's free. Go on the site and you can submit that.
Where do they submit that?
So if you go up to the events section, and then there is submit an event. So you just select that, and it's a form. You fill it out.
It's easy.
And it's easy. Yep, it's easy and immediate. So, yeah.
And you have your current issue up in the top menu.
Yeah, current issue. So that is always updated with whatever our latest issue is.
So this is nice because you distribute these to businesses.
Yeah. So these are can be found in over 300 locations free of charge. So, you know, places like, yes, doctor's offices will get them and waiting rooms, things like that, the dentist. But also we take a stack to Lark, to Ragged Edge, to President's Coffee. Pretty much anywhere where people are coming and going and could easily grab an issue, we distribute them there. But then we also do the digital edition. So you don't need any passwords, you know, anything to like log into this. It's just everything is there because, again, we want to make it easy and accessible. We have the technology. Why not use it?
And some people don't get out.
They might be, you know, maybe it's July, August, and I'm not going through the square. I'm not going downtown, but they can see our publication this way.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice job. Do you lay out?
I do. My love is design. Mm-hmm. I love.
So you lay out the pages?
Yes. So I design everything.
Oh, look at this. This
there,
little layout.
There we go.
There's
there
President's
we go.
Coffee. And the nice thing about, I taught at the Gettysburg School System.
Yes.
Troy went through the system. And when I was in the middle school, I was the yearbook advisor.
Yes.
So laying out a magazine is something that I was exposed to. And then you decide what pictures are going to go
where. It's a puzzle. Every issue, it's a puzzle. It's a puzzle.
And that's exciting, isn't it?
It is. And I think the best, nothing beats, you know, I'll think of the ideas of the story ideas. And then I will assign them to my writers, my photographers. It is the best thing when I get those stories. You know, you have a vision, you convey it to someone, to a creative. And again, I know they're going to do a fantastic job. But then when you get that story back and those photos back and you see how you can put it all together, you know, seeing Casey Martin's photos, and Casey's been with me for, 20 years.
Look at the detail.
It's just, he's so good. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's exciting to see it come. And then I get excited for the business, and then I'm thinking, oh, I hope they like this. I hope this is what they had in mind. You know, what was that their vision, too? Mm-hmm. So,
very much. Yeah. I could tell that the magazine layout design is close to your heart.
Yes.
It's a passion.
It is.
And
it's, you know...
I could see why myself, and the fact that through fulfilling your passion, mm-hmm. you help the community.
Yeah.
Some more icing on the cake.
Yeah.
So, and then people get to advertise.
Yep, advertise.
That's helping them out too.
Yeah, they're not only getting their message out, and I do a lot of the design. I will set up ads if they need it. In some cases, actually, like these two, they have design staff, they can do it, but if they need design services, I do that, you know, just kind of roll it in with everything. So, because I want them to represent themselves well, and I want them to be able to showcase, you know, the their goods and services or whatever their message is in the best possible light.
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. Jessica, thanks for taking the time to come into community media and share your heart with us. If anyone wanted to contact you, about possible stories.
It could be story ideas. It could be advertising. It could even be, you know, I have this vision of something. I'm not sure how to do it because I also have experience with marketing services, Facebook advertising, all of that fun stuff too. But yeah, if people have questions, my my info is in the masthead. It's just jess@celebrategettysburg.com. That comes right to me, and I'm happy to talk to businesses, to nonprofits, whatever it may be. Yeah.
So we're going to be closing up this interview. And I'm going to give you a chance to talk to our viewers.
Yeah.
Share your love for the community and your magazine.
Yeah.
So would you like to say something to everybody?
Yes. I would end with the community has been so supportive of me, and I see them supporting others. And I feel blessed to be in a community like this. I guess finally end with, you know, it doesn't take much to do good, whether you know, whatever you're doing. I think there's more good out there than bad. So try to live by that, and I hope the community does as well. And I think this one does. So
super. Thank you, Jessica Dean, for taking the time and choosing to use your passions that's close to your heart to make Adams community a better place to live.
Yeah, great. Thank you.
Not a problem. We're looking forward to here at Community Media to a special partnership with Celebrate Gettysburg. So I'm excited about some of the things that we might be able to do in the future.
Me too.
And have you back on our show.
That sounds great.
Okay. So thanks for watching this segment of Open House here at Community Media. And you had a chance to see a good example of what makes Adams County a great place to live. Not only is Jessica has a heart of gold, but it's like breathing air for her to do good for other people. And there's a lot of Jessica Deans in our community.
Yes.
And that's what this show's about, is bringing those individuals into your home. So thanks for watching us. And until we get a chance for our next segment, be kind. And remember, you're blessed.